At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
The Big Take from Bloomberg News brings you what's shaping the world's economies with the smartest and best-informed business reporters around the world.
We cover the stories behind what's moving money and markets
and help you understand what's happening, what it means, and why it matters every afternoon. I'm Sarah Holder.
I'm Saleha Mohsen.
And I'm David Gura. Listen to The Big Take on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
The Big Take from Bloomberg News brings you what's shaping the world's economies with the smartest and best-informed business reporters around the world.
Western nations like the U.S. and Europe.
Mexico will likely have its first female president.
And then you have China.
And help you understand what's happening, what it means, and why it matters.
He'll get his yo-yos to Europe in time. But the longer this drags on, the more worry he's getting.
They knew that they needed to do this as fast as they possibly could to get a drug on the market as fast as they could.
I'm David Gura.
I'm Sarah Holder.
I'm Saleha Mohsen. We cover the stories behind what's moving money and markets.
Basically, everyone was expecting, if not a calamity, certainly a recession.
But the problem is that that paperwork, as our reporting showed, is fake.
As someone who's covering the market, I'm often very worried about an imminent collapse. So I'm thinking about it quite often.
Listen to The Big Take on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
This is VSiN Daily Morning Bets. Here is your host, Josh Applebaum.
Hello and welcome to VSiN Daily Morning Bets, a quick 15-minute podcast highlighting the top games and biggest line moves that bettors need to know about each day. Today is Wednesday, December 14th.
Game of the Night.
For the game of the night, we're going to look toward a big NBA showdown tonight at 7:30 p.m. Eastern Time on ESPN between the New York Knicks and the Chicago Bulls. Currently, the Bulls are listed as a 4-point home favorite with a total of 225.5. Now, going into this matchup, the New York Knicks are 14-13. They've won 4 straight games, playing pretty good basketball lately, and they just beat Sacramento 112-99, covering as a 2.5-point home favorite. Meanwhile, Chicago Bulls, 11-15. They've struggled recently. They've only gone 2-4 over their last 6 games. And they just lost a heartbreaker to Atlanta, 123-122 in overtime, although they did cover that number. They were a 3.5-point road dog in that matchup. Now, looking at how this line has moved, it opened Chicago Bulls laying 4, and the line really hasn't moved off of 4. We're staying right at 4, and that's notable to me because currently, using our VSiN.com bet splits, 66% of bets are taking the Chicago Bulls at home tonight. So that would qualify the Bulls as a public play, getting 2/3 of bets here. So if 2/3 of bets are laying the points with the Bulls, then why aren't the Bulls, after they open -4, up to -4.5, up to -5? You know, typically when you see lopsided betting, you'll see the odds makers adjust that line toward the popular side to mitigate their risk and basically entice betting on the underdog there to keep the bets even. However, books sometimes take a position here, so it looks like they've kind of taken a position on the Knicks +4, meaning that despite only 1/3 of bets on the Knicks, they don't want to go any higher because they don't want to give out a better number or the hook to New York Knicks backers. The Knicks here, 8-5 ATS on the road, including 7-6 straight up on the road, so they have played well when they're visitors. And it's also a bit of a tired spot for the Chicago Bulls. Chicago Bulls are playing their 3rd game in 5 days. So again, the fact we have heavy betting Bulls, yet the line won't move, maybe some liability here on the Knicks, who are a little bit more rested and have been pretty good on the road and playing good basketball recently. Also, keep an eye on the total. Looks like some over money came in here. The total opened up at 224.5, We've now seen it get up to 225.5, and there are some books that are juicing up that over, like it may get to 226. So this total is on the rise, and a couple reasons to like the over. Number one is pace of play. If you look at possessions per game, tempo, Chicago Bulls, New York Knicks, both top 10 teams in terms of pace. The Bulls are 8th fastest in the NBA. The New York Knicks are 10th. So again, more possessions up and down the court, more opportunities to score, always better for an over. Both teams are also top 15 or top half of the league in terms of offense. The Bulls are number 16 offensive efficiency. The Knicks are number 14 offensive efficiency. You also have a really good bet split to this over. Currently, 63% of bets are taking the over, which would be a public play, but it also accounts for 86% of the money. So it kind of tells me maybe pro and Joe there, majority of bets, but also heavy share of money. Those bigger, sharper wagers leaning over, causing this thing to go up a bit. Also a bit of a short spread, 4-point spread. If I'm going to bet an over, I want a short spread like 5 or less. Basically, that's telling me that, hey, it'll be maybe a tight game back and forth. Maybe you get overtime. If you want an under, you always want a high spread, you know, anything double digits or more, because oftentimes you get up big and take your foot off the gas. And then also some betting systems to this over. If you look at sweet spot overs. So I have a system here called sweet spot overs, where if it's a non-division game between 225 and 230 as a total, just take the over. It's 55% this year, 51 and 41. And also you look at overs that rise. So non-division game between 220 and 230, take the over when it goes up at least a point. That's 35 and 28, 56% this year with about a 6% ROI. So a little bit of a line freeze here to the Bulls, maybe looking toward grabbing the points, and also maybe a higher scoring game here with the total on the rise for a big ESPN 730 game tonight between the Knicks and the Bulls.
Best of the rest.
For the best of the rest in the NBA, let's go to another matchup here, another 7:30 p.m. game, the Sacramento Kings and the Toronto Raptors. Currently, the Raptors are listed as a 5.5-point home favorite with a total of 228. Now, going to this matchup, Sacramento Kings, good record, 14-12, but they're struggling. They've lost 3 of their last 4. They just fell to Philly, 123-103, failed to cover as a 4-point road dog last night. So this is the second leg of a back-to-back for Sacramento. Meanwhile, Toronto, also struggling, 13-14. They've lost 3 of their last 4 as well. They just had a really disappointing series, 2 games in a row in Orlando, where they lost both games. And in both games, they were favored. They lost the first game 113-109 as an 8-point favorite. They lost the second one 111-99 as a 6.5-point road favorite. So really Toronto looking to bounce back here after a couple bad losses against a bad Orlando team. What's notable is some liability here. Looks like a sharp line move toward the Toronto Raptors. The Raptors actually opened as a 5-point favorite at home, and we've seen them get bet up to now -5.5. So that's a half-point line move. Again, every line move is important. Sometimes the lack of line movement is also important, like that line freeze we talked about with the Knicks. But immediately, once this line opened, Raptors -5, looks like Sharps laid the 5 with Toronto at home, causing this thing to tick up to 5.5. Currently 73% of bets, but 97% of the money is on Toronto. So again, public bet here on the Raptors, but also big heavy money. And as I mentioned, it's kind of a schedule spot in favor of Toronto. You look at Toronto, they haven't played since the 11th, whereas the Sacramento Kings just played on the 13th yesterday. So Toronto hasn't played since the 11th. Prior to that, they played the 9th of December. Kings played the 11th, the 13th, and again tonight. So the Kings are playing their third game in 4 days, whereas Toronto is pretty much rested, ready to go. They've been having to sit on those 2 bad losses to Orlando here. So a bit of a schedule advantage in favor of Toronto, maybe partly why we saw this line open 5 and tick back up. Also, look at the total. Open 228, really no movement whatsoever. You have seen both these teams trend under recently. Toronto is 7-3 to the under their last 10. Sacramento is 5-1 to the under their last 6. And looking at our VSiN.com bet splits, pretty good bet split to this under. Currently, the public split 50-50 down the middle. They don't really know where to go with this total, yet you're seeing 97% of the money on the under. So that's a huge plus 47% smart money discrepancy to that under. And we have seen the Kings 10-4 to the under on the road, and Toronto is 7-5-1 to the under at home. So maybe a little bit of a lean there to that under 228, especially if you start to see this thing fall down to 227.5. Football season is the best time of year to become a VSiN Pro subscriber. Get access to hourly pro tips, best bets from VSiN experts, daily articles, power rankings, and expanded digital content and tools to help you become a better bettor. Just go to VSiN.com/subscribe for more information.
Josh's Sweats.
For Josh's Sweats, my first sweat of the night, let's go to the NHL. After a nice 2-0 NHL night for the Morning Bets pod yesterday, getting back to hockey tonight. And the one game that caught my eye, another kind of bigger number here, but as always, a bet trist, not bet to win. Give me the Minnesota Wild at home on the money line, -210. They are playing at home against Detroit. This is a TNT game, 7:30 p.m. Eastern time. And right off the bat, I got a lot of matches for betting systems on Minnesota. Again, Minnesota opened around a -200 favorite or -190 favorite. Now you're up to, again, -210. So, again, bigger number, but it's always bet trist, not bet to win. I'm risking one unit on every bet I make, only trying to get about a half unit back on this one. That's important because, you know, bet to win, you'd be risking like 2.1 units just to win one unit. And, again, if you win the game, yeah, you'll take in a little bit more. But if you lose, you're going to lose more units. So whole point being, especially when you're betting favorites in hockey or favorites in baseball or any kind of money line favorite, you want to bet to risk, not bet to win always. It'll save you if you lose, but you also have some good money on the back end if you win. But in terms of Minnesota, aside from the line move, a lot of betting systems here. Home favorite with a line move this year, 119-59, 67%. You also look at home favorites -200 or more off a win, 41-17, 71% this year. Sweet spot big favorites between -175 and -225. They're 84-35 this year, 71%. They also have a ton of rest versus tired systems. So this is a back-to-back for Detroit. Detroit played last night, lost to who did they lose to yesterday? I should remember because I bet the game. Yeah, Carolina, 1-0. I lost to Carolina, but now they have to travel and go to Minnesota. So if you look at these favorites versus the team on the second leg of a back-to-back, they are 48-28, 63% this year. Also, metrics-wise, aside from a rest advantage with Minnesota having played the 12th their last game versus back-to-back Detroit, Minnesota is also good as a favorite. They're 12-6 when they're favored. They've also won two straight, playing some pretty good hockey. Detroit is just 7-10 as a dog, and they've also lost three straight. So this is kind of a, you know, better team at home rested angle here for Minnesota. Also better power play, 25% conversion rate versus only 21% for Detroit. And then the last advantage to me, big advantage for Minnesota tonight, is that you're probably going to get the backup goaltender for the Detroit Red Wings. Now, Ville Husso, who started last night and lost the one game 1-0, he's been pretty good this year. But his backup, Nedeljkovic, has been really, really bad. He's 2-4-2 with a 4.09 goals against average. We're expecting Nedeljkovic, the backup, tonight after Husso played last night. So a bigger number, again, bet to risk, not bet to win. I'm risking -210 to try to win a little less than a half unit. But a good rest advantage, good team at home as a favorite who's playing better hockey against a team who is on the second leg of a back-to-back and now starting their backup goalie. So give me the Minnesota Wild -210 tonight on the money line. For my last Josh's sweat of the night, let's talk some college basketball. It's also a big college hoops night. We have about 30 games across the board. And what I like to do in college basketball is sometimes look for very, very obscure games that are really, really low bet in terms of a ticket count, but have taken in a lot of respected money. So a perfect example here is Arkansas State and Southeast Missouri State. Give me Arkansas State on the money line to win the game at -150. I'll tell you why I like Arkansas State tonight. A very random game. You probably didn't expect to hear about this one on the Morning Bets pod. This fits my model of a very low bet game that the public wants nothing to do with or doesn't even know about or care about, but sharps have certainly taken a liking to. So Arkansas State, one of the lowest bet games of the night, but Arkansas State actually opened -2 at home. Now they've been bet up to -3. So right off the bat, if this is a game that the public doesn't have any, you know, any take in or any interest in, yet we saw this line move. To me, line moves are meaningful in low bet games because it tells me sharps have targeted the game where they don't really care if it's a big game or a small game. They're just betting based on their discrepancies and how they've projected the game. So Arkansas State opening -2 up to -3. That's notable because, again, this is not a public play at all. So it tells me sharps, once this line dropped, said, hey, that -2 is too low. Let's hit Arkansas State and move this number. So instead of messing around with a -3, I'm just going to go money line. Again, I would hate to see Arkansas State win by one or win by two and I lose because I went the -3. Obviously, you'll save juice if you take the regular spread. But I like to money line these short favorites just to say, hey, hashtag win the game. But also, you look at Ken Pom, Ken Pomeroy's projections. He has Arkansas State winning by 2 points. So at least he's got him winning this game, not a big edge based on the current number. But also you look at home road splits. I think they can be really important in college with hostile environments and these young kids who may not be kind of accustomed to playing in hostile environments. You look at Arkansas State, they're 5-1 at home this year. If you look at Southeast Missouri State, they're just 2-3 on the road. So Arkansas State with some home cooking. Also, you're banking on Arkansas State's defense. They're only giving up 63 points a game versus 70 for Southeast Missouri State. Also, better field goal shooting team. Arkansas State is shooting 47% from the field. Southeast Missouri is only 42%. And you also look at a couple other angles here. You also look at, what is it, Southeast Missouri State. Oh, yeah, they've struggled here. They've lost four straight. That's what I meant to say. So I think it's a good spot to back Arkansas State at home, who's 5-1 at home. Very obscure game with a line move. Again, KenPom's got a winning by two. That's why, in my opinion, I want to be with this sharp line move in a low bet game, but I don't want to be laying the worst of the number spread-wise, so I'll pay a little more juice and just say win the game. So give me Arkansas State, a random sharp money move here on a low bet game at minus 150 Arkansas State on the money line. That about does it for today's VSiN Daily Morning Bets podcast on Wednesday, December 14th. But reminder, we have so much going on right now in the sports betting world, headlined by bowl games, college football bowl games. They're about to get off and running here, and we have a great bowl game betting guide, which can really benefit you this bowl game season. What I love most about the betting guide is Brent Musburger has his picks on every single game. Steve Mackinnon has some great trends as well. I have an article on how to go contrarian. Adam Burke has some great insights as well. So if you're looking to get a leg up betting bowl games, great time to go contrarian. A lot of public money in the market. Check out our VSiN betting bowl game guide at VSiN.com/subscribe. And of course, follow us on Twitter at VSiN Live. You can follow me at Josh_insights and wake up every day to our great sports betting newsletter. It's called the VSiN Daily. You can sign up for free to your inbox every morning. That's VSiN.com/newsletter. But I wish you the best of luck. Enjoy your Wednesday sweats. And as always, hopefully you can cash some tickets tonight, because as the wise man of VSiN, the Godfather, likes to say, cashing tickets, that's what it's all about. Enjoy the sweats, everyone. Have a great Wednesday.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Life's better with American Family Insurance, because our home policies help protect your dreams and come with peace of mind. Save up to 25% by bundling home, auto, and life. American Family Insurance. Get a quote, find an agent at amfam.com.
Products not available in every state. Discounts may not apply to all coverages on an auto or home policy. Discounts do not apply to life insurance policies. Visit AmFam.com to learn how discounts may apply to you. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating companies, American Family Life Insurance Company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
I'm Saleha Mohsen, and I've covered economic policy for years and reported on how it impacts people across the United States. In 2016, I saw how voters were leaning towards Trump and how so many Americans felt misunderstood by Washington. So I started The Big Take DC. We dig into how money, politics, and power shape government and the consequences for voters. With new episodes every Thursday, you can listen to The Big Take DC on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.